Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production, available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
March Madness is so 2 weeks ago. This is the most exciting sports time of the year to try to bet. You got the NBA playoffs. You got the NHL playoffs. You got golf coming in. You got horse racing coming in. Get your butt over to a phone or a laptop and sign up betonline.ag. Use the promo code PODCAST1 for a 50% welcome bonus. Are you kidding me? That's half of what you're putting in. I don't do math that well, but that's a lot. NBA playoffs, it's crazy. Golden State just got nicked. Are they going to get muscled out of the playoffs? I don't know. The Bucks looking incredibly powerful in the East. And hey, look at the NHL. Tampa Bay already in trouble. Who's going to do it? Maybe St. Louis? We don't know. Get in there, bet the games in the middle of the game if you want. They got all kinds of things you can do at betonline.ag. So get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code PODCAST1 or text BET now to 238-669 and receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Time to play with pain, where sports and inaccuracy collide. Now, here's your host, veteran sportscaster, and the voice of the International Speed Fishing Championships, Chet Waterhouse.
Yeah, brother! How are you, everybody? Welcome to the podcast. My guest today is a great comedian, continues to pound the road and the internet, just gets funnier. Chad Daniels, we're going to be talking to him. We're going to do Advice Corner, Fiery Four, Pop Quiz, and of course, an update. But first, a couple of things. Let's get some business out of the way. If you like my show, you're going to love Offbeat with Ricky Anderson and Mir Harris on Podcast One. Join the head of A&R for the Kanye West-founded label Good Music and the music exec-turned-activist as they sit down for strange stories and offbeat conversations with some of the biggest names in music, comedy, entertainment, and more. Download new episodes of Offbeat with Ricky Anderson and Mir Harris every week on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. And hey, 60 seconds is as long as this ad's going to take. We're running right through it because it's for TrueCar. They don't mess around. And in 60 seconds, why do a few sit-ups when you can hear this about a true cash offer? They will give you what's called a true cash offer. Dig this. You get your smartphone or your laptop, whichever is easiest for you. You go to TrueCar, simply enter your license plate number, watch how your car's details just pop, boom, 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 right up on the screen. It's colorful. Answer a few questions. You'll get an accurate true cash offer from a local TrueCar certified dealer. It's that easy. After that, you bring your car in. They'll check it out with you together. Walk around the whole thing like little partners. You can ask questions, get the answers you need so there's no surprises. Then simply leave with your check or trade in your car for a new ride. So when you are ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today. And hey, as always, before we get to my guest Chad Daniels, time for the Waterhouse Update, brought to you by Porn on the Cob, Iowa's number one adult store. Let's go to Chet Waterhouse out in the field. What do you got for us, Chet?
Thanks, Chet. Good throw. NFL draft starts Thursday. Here's my mock draft. We're the NFL. We have to date college kids. Thursday, they'll draft mostly busts. Friday will be for actual league players, and Saturday will be for future insurance reps. In dress rehearsal, ESPN's Mel Kiper sprung an oil leak in his hair, but Todd McShay slapped a Flex Seal patch on it. Good to go. Seattle trades defensive lineman Frank Clark to the Chiefs for a lifetime supply of Arthur Bryant's barbecue sauce. Well worth it. Broncos' Von Miller avoids charges he illegally caught a shark by making the shark his agent. The shark actually got Miller a playoff bonus clause. That update brought to you by Edibles Rex, the pot brownies for dogs. NBA playoffs. Bucks hammered Detroit worse than Japanese automakers. NHL playoffs. Dallas eliminates Nashville, a record 4,213 new country ballads written. South America's pastime, baseball. Minnesota still in first. Like a Ukrainian hacker after your bank account, the Twins just keep coming at you. That item brought to you by My Pillow Case. Make any pillow your pillow with My Pillow Case. And finally, this week in sports history, the year 2004, the place New York, New York, Eli Manning picked first in the NFL draft. 15 years later, he's still starting. Or as Giants fans say, 15 years later, he's still starting. This Waterhouse Update brought to you by Airbnb. It's not an app. It's just a crowbar. Back to you, Chet.
Now, finally, it's talk time. My guest today, one of the great road warriors out there, one of the most listened to stand-ups in the nation. His latest headline set on parenting is dubbed Dad Chaniels. Please welcome Chad Daniels.
Hello.
Chad, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Chad?
Yeah, you know, this is very interesting. I actually worked with a Dad Chaniels.
Really?
Yeah, out on the minor leagues. So he had a professional moose wrestling. Huh. He was my color man, but he died.
Oh, good. But, I didn't want to get in trouble for the name, so I'm
glad.
Exactly. I mean, I hate to say I'm glad someone died. But.
No, well, he wasn't a great guy. And quite frankly, the moose did not want to wrestle.
Well, I bet not.
No, they're kind of passive.
Yeah, they're just trying to, you know, scrape some bark off some trees.
Yeah, the whole thing lasted about 3 weeks. So you're legally free to go. That is awesome. Now, I always try to guess the athletic body type of of my guest. It's not bad. I think you have the athletic body type of a regional billiards champion.
Thank you.
Yeah, because you got the clear eyes.
Thank you.
Right?
Yeah.
And you clearly have enough physical dexterity to bend and then do the whole, I'm doing a left-handed, you probably do a right-handed.
I'm a righty.
There you go, yeah. And do the whole thing. And then you look like you know how to skim a little off the top.
Absolutely. That's nice. I get retired pitcher a lot.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of a grinder. Who is that guy for the Phillies, that crazy guy? Al Hrabowski. Oh, St. Louis, yeah. You have that kind of thing, a little beard. You grow the hair longer, boom, slap on the cap.
Yeah, it's a I don't care look.
Yeah, right. Sure, retired pitchers have a lot of the I don't care in them.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't they? They're retired.
Yeah, they don't have to mask the fact that they have a nail file in their back pocket.
Right.
Remember that great one, Phil Negro?
Phil Negro, absolutely.
He's from the old Negro leagues, I like to say. Phil Negro. All right, now you grow. This kills me. Fergus Falls, Minnesota. The Fighting Otters, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct.
Right. And the
once an otter, always an otter. That's the big saying in Fergus.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how they get you to stay. You don't even realize you can leave.
they try to trap you there.
Absolutely. And it worked.
Aesthetically.
It worked.
They just intellectually, they try to box you in.
I can't leave. I'm always an otter.
Now, what did you do in high school there? Did you play any sports?
I did. You know, I tried a little basketball, tried a little hockey, tried a little baseball, ran some track, played tennis. I did I wanted a letter in all the spring sports. I thought that would be funny.
Yeah, that's true. But then again, if you don't and you get to your senior year, then there's no point.
Then you're in trouble.
Yeah, because you just quit. Because your letter's jacket can be worn for about 7 hours in a spring sport.
Yes,
if you don't letter till you're a senior, you're done.
Right.
You're not getting chicks that way.
Yeah, that's true.
And who's walking into the Fergus Falls Mall? Let's call it the Mall of Western Minnesota. Where is Fergus Falls?
It's called the Westridge Mall.
Wow.
Nice work.
Thank you. Thank you, Wikipedia. No thanks to WikiLeaks. So you might have to shave that. Or don't grow your hair because you'll resemble that guy.
Yeah, hair stays.
Yeah, he's in a world of trouble. So you played all of those. What's your greatest athletic moment? Could be, I may add.
I already have it.
From yesterday. Oh, you got it. All right.
I'm going to say Church League softball. Right.
How old are you?
Oh, man. This is probably just, say, 7 years ago.
Wow. Okay.
Church League softball.
Sure.
It's just basically you go there.
The Lutheran League.
Nothing churchy about it. You just go drink beer.
Really?
It's a night.
It's just a cover.
It's just if you can't make the weekend games, you play Tuesdays on Church League.
It's like the old Carlton Celebrity Room.
Absolutely.
It's just a mob laundering thing. Church League. Oh, they're just having a good wholesome time.
Absolutely.
You guys are getting hammered. Yeah. All right, 7 years ago.
Playing left field.
Who are you playing? Who are you with? What was your team?
I was playing. I didn't even go to the church. I was playing First Lutheran Church.
Of course. It's Minnesota.
Yeah. And then we were playing the Nazarene.
Oh.
Yeah.
They always have
heard about them.
The Ringers. Yeah the Nazarene Ringers.
Nobody likes them.
No. They bring in guys who can run and
couple
slide.
Extra rules.
Yeah. You know? Oh, right. Sure. Bring in guys with their own spikes. I don't like it.
Yeah, they, you know, they're a little more athletic than everybody else. They can run a little faster because they only make love to have children. It's part of that religion.
So you're saying they have a lot of pent-up energy.
Absolutely. Right. So a lefty comes to the plate. I'm in left field. I yell out, challenge, and I keep walking into the field, right? So now he has all of left field to hit it over my head so I can see him shift his balance. He goes for it.
So you're forcing him to try to go to the opposite field.
Absolutely. And so he hits it to left center, and I'm off on my horse. Now, my horse has a little hitch in his giddy-up.
Yeah, but still 7 years younger.
Sure. So I'm running, and I fully extend, make the catch.
Unbelievable.
Yep. Roll on a rock because it's a church league softball field and felt like Mel Gibson in Braveheart after they take all the guts out. That's what I felt like.
Right. You literally field dressed yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
Cut yourself just under the Adam's apple.
Left field dressed myself, yes.
Oh, brother, that highlight brought to you by Scantastic. Give yourself an MRI at home for one-tenth the price of those fancy hospitals with Scantastic. That is a great highlight. And First Lutheran should have that on a plaque out in left center field.
I wish they would.
Yeah, I mean, they got the money. They're Lutheran in Minnesota. That's just a gold mine. You can tap into that.
10% of tithing from everybody there?
That's not bad. They're the only people who really hammer home the tithe.
Yeah, them and the Catholics.
Yeah, the Catholics try, but they don't really. They go for big money now.
Well, Catholics have kind of walked away from it a little bit because they've had some issues. I don't know if you've heard.
Yeah, I have heard. I've heard some scuttlebutt.
Yeah.
They're quite literally. apparently they've been scuttlebutting people.
That is the term I've heard as well.
Yeah. So the Lutherans stick to the tithe. The Catholics have moved heavy into real estate. and then the colors, they just ripped those off from the Gophers. Maroon and gold.
Maroon and gold. Yeah. That way you can buy high school at a high school level, but cheer at a college level.
Oh, that is classically Lutheran.
Sure. I mean, this is exactly why the Los Angeles Lakers are purple and gold, because they started off as the Minneapolis Lakers,
right?
And they wanted the Vikings and the Lakers wanted to have the same color, because you buy one shirt, you cheer for two teams.
Wow, that little bit of history brought to you by Old MacDonald. Yeah, I still have a farm, so buy some friggin' bacon or something. That was really good. I didn't even put that together. That's unbelievable. Now listen to me, Minnesota clearly through and through. If you go back to the Minneapolis Lakers with George Mikan,
that's the Mikan hook.
The Mikan hook, yeah, was like the baby Alcindor hook.
Yeah, that's right.
He got a little closer in, mm-hmm. a little less off the ground,
correct,
and a little flatter arc.
Yes.
Because you did not need any of those things in 1949, right? You didn't need it.
That's very true.
So do you root all Minnesota straight? Where are you living right now?
Fergus Falls.
You're still living in Fergus Falls?
Yeah, I had two kids and my ex-wife.
Ages?
19 and 15 now.
Oh, so they're close.
Yeah, when they were much younger, ex-wife and I grew up there, so we moved them back to get them closer to family.
Oh, that's nice. So the ex-wife, close by?
Yeah, 8 blocks.
8 blocks?
As the crow flies.
Although in Fergus Falls, that's about half the town.
Probably. Yeah, pretty much.
They're over on the other side of town.
Yeah, there's a lake in between us, so it's like you have to, if you're going to walk, you have to walk around the lake.
You got to walk on water at that point.
Yeah, you can, 8 months out of the year.
Yeah, that's true.
It's
you
so
go
cold.
Do the ice fishing.
Yep.
That's insane. Mm-hmm. Have you ice fish?
Yeah, my buddies have those big shanties where they have Murphy beds and stoves in them.
Crazy.
It's unbelievable.
People, really homeless people, are coming at it the wrong way because they're coming to L.A. because they think it's warm here.
Right.
Then it rains and it gets a little chilly at night.
Yes, it does.
Whereas if they just flew right into the teeth of it and went to Minnesota, it seems cold at minus 10, but do you realize you could spend your whole life in an ice fishing shed? There's heaters now.
They're comfortable.
Ridiculous. You can tow them around.
Yep.
Catch your own food.
Absolutely.
And virtually everybody else on the ice is probably going to know how to patch you up if you...
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, if you drop and break a leg or something.
I sprained my ankle one time very badly playing pickup basketball. And it was, for 6 months, it was almost black.
Are these those Nazarene assholes again?
No, I wish. Right. I mean, okay. I wish I could dump on them again as well. But this is
clean living,
yes.
Guys. Just accidentally
This
birthed.
Is Lutheran, yeah. I was playing at Gustavus Adolphus College.
Sure.
St. Peter, Minnesota.
Sure.
And
sister school would be the choir school, St. Olaf's.
Absolutely right.
Gustavus Adolphus and St. Olaf's. So, make no mistake, these two squads do not like each other.
So I sprained my ankle. I ice it like they tell you to do, 15 minutes off, 15 minutes on. This is shock and awe. This is when shock and awe happens.
Oh,
this
yeah,
is when
yeah.
we go to the Middle East, shock and awe. And so I'm watching it on the news. Fall asleep, get up the next day. I have so much pain in my ankle. I go to 6 different emergency rooms around the country when I'm on the road. Nobody can figure it out. I'm getting
good lord,
checking for blood clots, all
this
stuff.
This is lasting you like a month.
That's 6 months.
Good it's God,
very long time. I get home. I go to this this athletic doc, specializes in athletic injuries.
Right.
He leaves the room. He can't figure it out. Guy comes in talking to me about ice fishing, changing the trash can. Looks at my foot and he goes, "Oh man." Frostbite, huh? I've had that. That really sucks. And I thought, well, it couldn't be frostbite. And then I thought, it was. I fell asleep with ice on my foot the first night watching Shock and Awe.
Wow.
I've had frostbite for 6 months. No, but no doctors knew.
They didn't put it together.
And this guy came in, saw it, knew what it was.
All right. I didn't get a good look at you on the way in. Did you lose the foot?
I didn't.
No?
Uh-uh. Just no.
Thank God.
Yeah, I got both my feet.
That would be a drag. Although it'd give you a hook.
A drag. I got it. All right, I get it.
Yeah, two of them in there.
It'd be a drag in the sand.
I snuck two puns in there. So what's your superstitions on these Minnesota squads?
Oh, there's no superstitions.
No,
none. They just suck. They just straight up aren't good.
Now, wait a second.
You see, okay, I will.
thank you. Because I might have something to say. I'm not sure. It might have just been a dodge, a verbal dodge. Another one of those. The Vikings, they got something going on, don't they? They're competitive.
They have a financial leak.
They won the division,
leak.
Didn't they?
They have a financial leak. They didn't even make the playoffs.
This year they didn't make the playoffs?
Kirk Cousins is
Who
a
won the
toilet
division?
Quarterback.
Oh, the Bears won the division.
Yeah, Bears won it. Yeah. Kirk Cousins, they had a gender reveal for Kirk Cousins. He is the quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings that signed a 3-year contract for $84 million guaranteed. Gender reveal. He had to throw a football at a target, and it was going to explode with blue or pink dust, and he almost missed the target.
Wow.
He barely hit the bottom left of the target. $84 million guaranteed.
That's tough when you can't even hit the spirit of a baby.
Thank
you're in trouble.
You. Yes.
Yeah, because that literally resides anywhere.
They almost had to have a baby not knowing if it was a boy or a girl because it wouldn't have exploded.
That, and that's a good first of all, that should be that's a great idea. I know we're taking a slight tangent from the Minnesota stuff, but if you blow your gender reveal, guess what? You don't get to find out till
you paint the nursery yellow and you deal with it.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Thank you.
You wait for that groin to come breaching out of your wife.
Absolutely right.
And that's how long it takes for you, buddy. That advice brought to you by Conundrums, the drum set no one can figure out. All right, so you know your past suspicions with the Minnesota teams.
Yeah, I listen, if I knew the receivers personally, I'd tell them to stop making amazing plays because you're making this awful quarterback look good.
Yeah. So you're looking for a QB? Well, what about Russell Wilson? He's
what about me? Market. I can still throw.
You can still sling it.
You should have seen
goodness.
Me chuck it in after I had no bowels left after left field.
So you threw home.
Absolutely.
Just in case someone was tagging up.
Sure.
Man, oh man. Now that's brains over brawn.
Well,
right
you'd think so, but it was the third out. I made the third out, so no one needed to throw anything.
Yeah, but still, you got to jump up and flash it at that point.
You got to show it off.
Yeah, right. Plus you got to shake out that horrible cramp that
you
just developed in both your legs at that point. And now, you're pounding the road like a UFC fighter catching a pickpocket. You're just pounding it. For how long have you been? You made a decision at some point, I'm hitting the road.
Yeah. So started comedy 21 years ago in Minneapolis and then did some house MC work for 6 months in Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Ooh,
jealous much?
Brother.
And then
let
I hit
me
the
tell
road.
You this, though. I bet you can. I bet you can pay some serious creative dues, because probably not a lot of people filming or anything like that yet. 20
sure.
years ago,
right.
So, and Grand Forks probably a lot of rowdy crowds.
Yeah.
So you had to build some muscle there, and you could make some mistakes without it popping up on YouTube.
Yeah, that's nice. Absolutely.
Nice. Yeah.
So when I went on the road, you know, I had to host karaoke when I was the house MC after the shows.
Good God almighty.
So I'd get out on the road, I'd get heckled, and I'd deal with the heckler. It felt like when Daniel LaRusso figured out sanding the floor was actually blocking a punch. That's what it felt like.
Oh, yeah, sure. So it was the intellectual version of...
Karate Kid.
Yes, Karate Kid. I was thinking Ralph Macchio. I couldn't get to the title of the movie, but that's not unusual for me. That's really quite common. So you were like wipe off, wipe on.
Sure.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. It felt good.
And you should make that move with a heckler. You should literally like, hang on. I am wiping you out.
Hold tight.
So 6 months of that, then you hit the road and just, and you caught into it?
Yeah, that's it.
And you just, now were you booking yourself?
I was at the time, yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
But it's nice because, you know, you get a lot of help. You get the older guys that come through or the guys that are headlining and they see you and they, you know, either like hanging out with you or think a couple of your jokes are funny, whatever it is. They bring you on the road with them, so they get you into some clubs. So
right.
You know, it's a everybody helps everybody situation.
When'd you start headlining?
I don't know, maybe 10 years into it.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, I wasn't good at it. Some could argue I'm still not.
Yeah, but I think you're hard on yourself in hindsight. I think you're clearly – everybody's going to have, you know – got to clamp the elbow down over the ribs because you know you're going to get popped there.
Sure.
You're going to have some weak spots, but if you're headlining, that's the ticket. Then you build from there, and now you're just crushing this, and you've added the element of social media. Chet's just kind of getting. I'm just kind of getting the hang of social media.
Sure,
because I thought that just meant TV that had a camera inside it that looked at you while you were watching it.
That does make sense. I could see how you think.
Yeah, you know, a little bit old school. It started with radio. They could just hear what was going on. So what? At what point did you have help with that social media, or did you just go, "Hey, I can grab this by the"? Because you got like 700 million people have heard your. I mean, you got crazy hits.
Yeah, Pandora helped me a ton. You know, I sent my stuff to Pandora, and then they put it on everybody else's station, and people can accidentally find you because they're listening to somebody else. That's very helpful in comedy. So.
Oh, yeah, because the clips kind of bleed into each other, so they stay on the stage. And then you have built a fan base from that that's pretty formidable, I would say.
It's nice. And nobody knows what I look like because they've only heard me on Pandora or Spotify. So I can go into a club, and people think they're asking me where the bathroom is. It's great.
Oh, so they didn't even know you're the guy.
Yeah, I love it.
And the reverse of that is you can Rob Becker this thing, defending the caveman, and you can just send people out with your act. You don't have to go back to Grand Forks.
That's so great.
Yeah, just hire Pete Lee and send him out there.
I may as well.
Yeah. Well, that's a good idea. Now, you did that crazy film, that documentary.
I Need You to Kill.
Yes. Was you and Tom Segura.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how'd you meet Tom? Was that through Minneapolis? Or?
Met him on the plane on the way to Hong Kong.
Holy smokes!
Yeah, first time we'd ever
now,
met.
Now, tell people what this is. It was you, Pete Lee, who's a great comic out of Minneapolis.
Yeah.
You, great comic out of Minneapolis. And then Segura, great comic out of, let's just say, Thailand.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Great comic out of everywhere. Yeah, so we went over to this place and just kind of toured around. The owner of Acme Comedy Company in Minneapolis, he is from Hong Kong. He wanted to bring us over there so... Asia wouldn't have – so there was an 80s boom of comedy, and then there was kind of a 90s bust where everybody realized, oh, what's going on? We're paying too much. Everybody's doing the same act sometimes. And so he wanted to bring us over there so they wouldn't have the 90s bust because they're having their boom right now.
Oh.
And so he brought us over there, and we just kind of goofed around and had a ton of fun and did shows in Singapore and Macau and Hong Kong, and it was great.
And Josh Weinstein –
yeah.
Followed you around with a camera, documented it, and that's on somewhere.
That's on Amazon.
Amazon.
Yeah.
That's a great little documentary.
Sure.
That's fun. And it's mostly expats
right. That
you're playing to. It's not, just for the listeners of my podcast, it's not confused Chinese people sitting there who don't know.
Right. And Hong Kong was, you know, they were ruled by Britain till 99. So a lot of the signs are in English. A lot of people know English.
Oh.
So that helps.
Yeah.
That helps a lot.
There. Yeah. It's not like you're flying into Myanmar.
Yeah. So you could actually watch I Need You to Kill on Amazon, then watch Dad Chaniel's on Amazon and see how out of shape a person can get in 3.5 years. It's amazing.
That tip brought to you by Gentlemen Prefer Gentlemen, the All Gentlemen's Gentlemen's Club. Wow, so you think you get, well, but hey.
I'm glad that that was brought to us by them.
Yeah. Well,
that fit perfectly.
They're one of my best sponsors.
Well, that's nice.
And $15 for a clean read. If I screwed up, it's still $7.50 because your name's out.
Well, that's not bad.
No, that's not bad at all. It's half price. 3.5 years old, but a key 3.5 years. If you got a 19-year-old and a 15-year-old, that puts you back to the 19-year-old being about 15, 15-year-old being about 11.
True.
That is hell on wheels. That's a Mad Max Thunderdome.
It is, but I
loved
it.
4 years.
I loved it.
Did you?
I really, really enjoy chaos. So
you sort of.
I do.
You stressate.
Well, I don't know if I stress it. I got divorced.
Yeah.
And so that.
Now let me ask you this.
Sure.
If I may. I don't have to get personal.
Sure.
But do you think the road work had anything to do with it?
I think going home and having to decide where I'm going to spend my time with kids or wife had something to do with it.
Yeah.
I think that just there wasn't enough time when I was home. So
yeah.
I would have to say yes, ultimately road work had something to do with it.
Everybody wants first place. And dad can only do one first place. And a lot of times, mostly second or third is the best you're going to get out of dad.
Well, when comedy is second place, that's tough.
That's huge stuff. For a comic, there's enough ego there. That's huge stuff. But that's part of it. So what do you feel? You feel like you're overweight because you don't look overweight at all.
I just feel out of shape. That's all. I mean, I think that happens when you get older and I wake up and I got aches and pains places that I shouldn't, or at least I think I shouldn't. And
yeah.
That's all.
Where's your worst pain right now? Because I'm going through it. You know what? I pulled my left shoulder out, rubbing ointment on my right shoulder. That's horrible. It's just horrible.
I'm glad. I mean, I'm sorry about your shoulder, but I did think you were going to say this interview.
No.
Okay, great.
We're crushing it. Are you kidding me?
All right, just making sure.
Man, oh, man. What are you doing? We're crushing so much that we got two additional sponsors, Buckshots from Minnesota, the deer-flavored tequila, and Gullies. When you need something smaller than a culvert but wider than a ditch, try a Gully. Now, so your kids now, what do they think of you going on the road? They got to love it at some level.
Well, they come with me on the road a lot of the times. They're old enough now, and I figured it's paid off so I can show them different parts of the country and do stuff like this. So it's great now. And I have the flexibility to, if they want to go on a vacation that doesn't involve work, take work off, go down, just relax, have an actual vacation. So it's good.
That's now, you're doing how many weeks a year on the road?
Probably 30.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to understand, my weeks aren't 7 days. They're the longest Thursday to Friday.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
Still, I mean, that's a travel day, at least one side or the other.
Yep.
Or at least a half travel day, totaling a travel day. Then you're out there. Then you have to argue with customs people half the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got to beat them up because you got to bring stuff, medicine, they don't know about. So so 30 weeks, wow. So you're in airports a lot?
Yep.
Or do you drive a lot? Or do you?
I don't because I don't live near anything. I could play Fargo and Minneapolis 18 times a piece.
Well, yay. Maybe a lot of, nine of them. Could be Pete Lee doing your act.
I never thought of that.
Yeah,
that's
see,
right.
I think we can farm this out. I think we got a franchise ability here.
And where Who's the guy that hits the melons? What's his name?
Gallagher.
Yeah, Gallagher. Didn't he have, he sent out his brother or something?
Yeah, with his
Gallagher 2?
Yeah, Gallagher 2.
T-O-O.
Well, you're right.
I don't think it was the number. I think it was T-O-O.
I think you're right.
Like Teen Wolf 2.
That was the clever twist.
Yeah. Well, he's a very clever man.
Yeah, and I think the guy had... could not do water. He did watermelons, or did he just do zucchini? I don't know if they give.
Oh, Gallagher 2?
Yeah, Gallagher 2. Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think he was just vegetables.
Yeah. Wow. That takes it down a notch.
Absolutely.
Because people don't want to get sprayed with a bell pepper. I don't even know what that means, but it's true. If you're sitting in a crowd and you go, "Oh, that's just bell pepper,"
right?
Yeah,
that's just.
And then
that
sriracha or something gets in your eye, you're screwed. That's why his thing didn't last. But I think we can farm out. Now, how close are you? Because this seems to be, this is what I talk about. A lot of comics come in here. This is a whole clean, clear avenue to big-time showbiz now. Whether it's Brian Regan, whether it's Bill Burr, whether it's Kathleen Madigan, whether it's Fluffy Iglesias. There's people out there just pounding the road, road, building that crowd, building that demographic. So they got a million people in a satchel so they can go into a room and go, hey, you know, I want to do a show. And the network goes, well, we only want to pay this much. And you go, all right, I'm going to take my million fans somewhere else. Then you have a little bit of a power base. Is that part of what you're thinking, or do you just love the road and love doing comedy that way?
Yeah, no power base. No, none of that stuff. I like doing comedy.
Yes, and you love the stand-up art form.
Yeah.
That's great. Now, so how close are you getting to theaters? You got to be in some of these markets. You got to
doing a couple, yeah, a couple here and there. But crowds are fun, or excuse me, clubs are fun too, because the crowds are so, they're just on the stage basically.
Yeah.
It's very intimate. Lots of times it's in a basement. And then you get a theater and it's like the ceilings are 40 feet high and you can't hear laughter from the fourth row because you've lost it to outer space.
It does kind of go its own way.
It does.
In a theater. Yeah, the club is the Polo Grounds. Yeah, baseball should be played in a 23,000-seat stadium and no bigger. That's pretty impressive. Now, I love the beard. I think it helps.
Thank you.
Catfish Hunter, great pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Shaved, nothing. Nobody afraid of him.
Right.
Grew the beard back, the stash back. People went, yikes. Mm-hmm. Oh, brother, he's got his cutter back. I can't hit it. Is it helpful to you? Or is it just a comfort thing?
Well, I grew it initially because my son challenged me to a beard growing contest.
That the 19-year-old?
Yeah, when we went hiking, and it was just...
Just during the time you were hiking?
Yeah, he challenged me. He challenged me 2 months leading up to the hike.
Oh, okay.
So he's like, let's see who can get a beard for this mountain trip we're going to take.
Wow.
And then I kept it because I noticed that when I looked down, I couldn't feel my double chin moving.
Yeah.
Because it's all now connected with hair.
Sure.
It looks great.
It looks fantastic.
It feels great, I should say.
Yeah. Well, it looks great, too, because you're looking down. You get an angle on it, kind of.
Well, that's nice of you.
I think you can.
I think having a beard, when I shave, I'm a baby face. So some of the things I'm saying, people in the crowd are like, I'm not going to listen to you. But you have a beard, and people are like, okay.
See?
This guy's been places.
The catfish hunter.
Absolutely right.
They go, well, we got to listen to this. Yeah. He's talking about the Oklahoma Panhandle. He's been there. Look at him. You gotta believe that, right?
Absolutely.
So, favorite place on the road. I know you don't want to. Look, folks. Dad Daniels loves every place he goes. But is there one spot that is just a sweet spot for you?
Not one. I mean, you like more than the others. I would say you like some places more than others. But I like Austin, Texas, quite a bit. Love Chicago. Of course, Minneapolis is home. I've recently started working in Salt Lake City and Denver. Those are really fun markets.
Denver's
good crowds.
Ridiculous.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah,
so. Crazy. Salt Lake City, good. Kansas City? You been there?
I've not been to Kansas City to do stand-up comedy.
Go. You'll love it. The guys who come in here all say Kansas City's the place. Because the food's good. People good. They treat you well.
Went to a Twins game there once.
A Twins KC game.
Kaufman Field.
Yeah.
And
the Battle of the Bottom.
Yeah,
probably.
Exactly right.
Fifth
it was.
And sixth.
And everyone was getting so drunk because the Vikings were playing the Chiefs right next door at Arrowhead that night. So it's Minnesota KC fans everywhere.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And this guy, hits a foul ball into left field, right? So it's obviously into the left field bleachers in the foul territory. A guy picks it up. There's a Cub Scout group to the left. So I go, hey, man, give it to a kid. He turns around, gives me the stink eye. Long story short, I get everybody in the place chanting, give it to a kid. Finally, we stop, and Jock Jones is the left fielder. And he finally goes, come on, man, just give it to a kid. He was so sick of listening to us.
Oh, that's great.
But the left fielder yelled at the guy. Then he spazzed out and took off.
Wow.
He said, I have a kid at home. He yelled at us. He said, I have a kid at home. And we all said, you should have brought him. It's very selfish.
Wow. So you doubled down.
Why not?
Man, those bleachers are tough at Kauffman Field. You don't want to mess around, especially full of people going, hey, you're not harshing our buzz. We're only halfway into this. We got a Vikings-Chiefs game.
Oh, there are people vomiting on the way over to Arrowhead.
I bet Kansas City probably had buckets ready for that.
They had to have.
Yeah, they know what they're doing. They drink down there, too. You'd like Kansas City. Now, when you go on the road, are you kind of a homebody? Or do you party a little bit?
Well, I like to get out and see the city.
Oh.
I like to do some stuff, maybe catch a museum, sporting event.
So you're still looking for some sort of intellectual stimulation on the road.
Once in a while.
You haven't jumped off that cliff yet.
Yeah, but I drink once in a while, too. I'm just like getting to the point where hangovers kill me. It takes me until showtime the next day to get out of bed and deal with it.
Yeah, it's cutting it a little close.
Yeah, I think so.
You don't want to be in that first 5 minutes going, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Am I on a ship?
Hey, thanks for being here, you guys. Yeah, one of those.
Be careful of that. All right, listen. I got a bona fide road warrior here with me. Time for Advice Corner. Actual takeaway from the great Chad Daniels. And listen to me. This guy has been how many states you've been in?
I haven't even counted. I don't know.
I bet you've been virtually just about everywhere. It's ridiculous. But this is like actual advice.
Okay.
You never know. There's like a lot of fledgling comics out there. Kids thinking about maybe busting into showbiz. Maybe, God willing, we might actually be able to give them some advice.
Here's one. Don't.
Don't get into showbiz.
That's my advice.
All right. That's going to eliminate 2, 3, and 5 out of my questions.
No, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Your best travel tip.
Roll your clothes instead of fold them.
Interesting. And that's sort of a Marie Kondo thing, too. You're tying in with
who's that?
Asian gal who came over here with the organization system, swept the country by storm. You're about Shea know about, right, Marie
Kondo? You know
who that is? You're familiar with Marie Kondo.
I don't know who that is.
She's an organizational whiz.
Oh, is that the look at it, and if it doesn't
yes.
touch your heart, throw it away or something?
Yeah, if it does not give you joy.
That's stupid.
Toss it away. That's the only part that's different from growing up with Italian anal retentive Catholic parents. The joy thing. Everything else is exactly the same. I don't need her help cleaning a closet. I can knock that off in 30 seconds. It's the joy thing that threw me for a loop. So you're saying don't even get into your best travel tip. Roll your clothes.
Yep.
They fit better, you think? You need to jam them
in. Like on your body or in the suitcase?
Either.
In the suitcase they fit better, yeah. But then, you know.
And then on the body, what do you got to do?
Well, out of the dryer, I do a little pre-stretching before I put a shirt on.
So it's a two-step thing. I like it. Well, this could fly right in. Your next best travel tip. I've never asked anybody to, but you do so much road work. What's your next best travel tip?
Bring a jump rope.
Oh, you can work out right in a room. Nobody gets pissed, especially on that, like the El Conquistador Motor Hotel, where the carpet's that thick. With our carpet, you don't need a wake up call. That's what the El Conquistador.
Oh, that's nice.
Because it's such a bright pattern. That's where I stay. What do they call it? If I had a joke, I forget it.
Like the frequent stayer program?
Yeah.
Sure.
The Conquistador would be the King Conquistador program. That's what I'm in.
That's nice.
Yeah. Thanks. All right. Best workaround due to a flight delay. I love those travel tips. Is roll your clothes, bring a jumper.
Best workaround?
Due to a flight delay. So you're sitting there,
okay.
And instead of killing your time just doing your phone, is there a way you can get to your destination faster that you may know that other people don't know?
Oh, I'm lazy.
You're lazy?
If the flight is delayed, that's my excuse. I have a built-in reason to not do something.
Sorry, folks. Couldn't do the Wednesday show.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm going to miss early morning press. Bummer. Decided to fly out of Fargo where I knew it was closed.
So, you're actually going the other way with the tip.
Sure, yeah. It's yeah.
You actually say, listen, here's a way to knock off a good half a day of whatever your commitment is.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Fly out of an airport that you know is going to have major weather issues.
You're going to have to de-ice 3 to 4 times, miss your connection, and that brings me joy.
I love the de-ice. Other people afraid of it. I see a roll-up. I go, this is great. And then they'll have to call the tower again. That'll take 20 minutes. And guess what? Guess who's coming back? The de-ice sprayers.
The de-icer. And they always say, you might smell something coming through the vents. And then here's what they say. But that's normal. They never say safe. They say, that's normal. Everybody smells it. You're all getting the same disease. It's not safe. It's normal.
And now you're going to breathe it the entire flight because it's caught in here on our way to Topeka. Tip for staying clean at a club. And by that, I mean living clean. Like there's a lot of devils at the club, many of them on the payroll, who have various and assorted drugs and things you can get addicted to. How do you stay kind of clean?
Well, man, this is going to sound like I'm being a real asshole, but just be a grown-up.
No, I think that's good advice.
You know, you can say no. You're a big boy, big girl.
Yeah.
Say no.
What's your better priority? Keep that in mind. Like
sure.
You want to get up the next morning alive.
Well, man, just like all that stuff, you know, you get in and it never ends up fun. They're like, hey, come in the bathroom and sniff coke off a toilet seat that everyone's peed on, and then we're going to go to some club that's zero fun. It'll be great.
Yeah, we're going to head over to Bridger's. He built his own a steam room. That's always safe. Yeah, out in the back. It's an old ice fishing shed. He's pumping steam in it now. What's your joke writing routine? This is the last piece of advice.
I bring a little notebook with me. I write down thoughts I have
longhand.
On the notebook. Yep, longhand. And then I just bring them on stage and try to work them out. And if I come up with different lines for it, I keep writing it on the same page. And then that's how I form my jokes. I try to do it on stage.
Now, do you tuck those into a headline? Because you're clearly headlining like everywhere. Do you tuck the new stuff in? Do you build a little something around it? Say, hey, folks, why don't you help me? And we'll
I don't let them know. I don't say, hey, folks, let's take some advice on this punchline. I try not to do that. But I do try to sneak it in there, and hopefully it works.
That's fantastic. And do you leave the notebook right out there and write on it? Or do you remember it?
Yeah,
or
I try to remember it, yep.
Yeah.
Because bringing the notebook out, that seems – it's a very L.A. thing to do.
Yeah.
They have the napkin, like they just thought of it on the way up to the stage, and then it's a three-year-old bit. You're like, cut the shit, man.
Sensing some cynicism about that.
Well, listen, L.A., you come out to L.A. sometimes and comics are like, do you know how I paid my dues? I had to sit outside in 70-degree weather for 3 hours waiting to find out if I was going to make the open mic. It's like, I have stayed in a Walmart parking lot to sleep overnight only because they have cameras, because if I am murdered, I want my children to have closure.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. They can see it.
Yeah.
They see it happening on the Walmart.
I'm getting
camera.
Fired up now.
It's a little dark.
You got me fired up, Chet.
He's got a beard. He knows that's dad. Is he putting up a hell of a fight from here? It's a blizzard. I can't see clear. There was a comic, though, that I will say. Fred Wolf, who I saw once, and he brought a notebook out, and he kept going to the notebook. And about 10 minutes into his act, he said, I know I use a notebook. A lot of comics memorize their act, but what a hassle. Just thought that's the best way to handle
it. I saw
notebook.
A guy from Minneapolis, one of the originals. Name's Alex Cole.
The great Alex Cole.
He brought his just basically a file of old jokes with him to this Grand Forks place when I was house emceeing. And he murdered for 2 hours just going through old ideas that he had. And at one time had to leave the stage to use the bathroom, came back up, murdered for 45 more minutes.
Yeah, he's a monster.
Unbelievable.
That guy's a great comic. Really great comic. That Advice Corner, brought to you by UDrive, the app that lets you rent your own car to take you wherever you want to go. Hey, now it's time for the Fiery Four. Ooh, look out.
The Fiery Four.
Chad, these are sports takes hotter than the Brainerd Event Center after a Molly Hatchet Head East double bill. Fire number one. That's for all my Minnesota listeners. Can the Twins keep it up and be a serious playoff contender?
I don't watch the Twins, but yes.
Yeah, I think they can. I like Rosario. I like their outfield. Kepler, Buxton,
Rosario. If any Twins are listening, as soon as you beat the Yankees in a playoff series, I'm back.
Yeah.
But I can't watch you guys lay down to the pinstripes every single year.
No, they gotta figure out a way to jump over that little creek.
Mm-hmm.
They got to back up further, get a better running start, and just fly.
It's like watching the children at a parent-kids game. And they just see all the dads take the field, and they're like, oh, no.
It is. Plus, the other thing about the Twins is usually they have some brutal stretch run where they make up 9 games in the last two and a half weeks to force a playoff that's on a Monday, and then they have to fly to New York on Tuesday.
Right.
And they're completely gassed. Yep. They wake up about the eighth inning, they're down 12-0, and that's the series. Fire number two! Can the Vikings, I know the answer to this, make a serious run at the Super Bowl?
In 2 years, they sure can.
Is that when they get rid of
it? As soon as Kirk Cousins is out of the quarterback chair and Trump is out of office, look at us, Super Bowl champs.
Wow, and maybe you'll have it right there in that that stadium that looks like an IKEA in the Death Star.
It really does.
It's a horrible place. It looks so good in the sketches. Sketches went around online 8 years ago, and everybody went, ooh, that's like the Crystal Cathedral for football. And then they finished it. It looks like a squashed soccer ball. It looks.
It really does. That's a great way to put it.
Very odd. Fire number three.
Let's do it.
We're going for it. Can the T-Wolves ever again be major contenders in the NBA?
I'm not sure. I don't watch basketball.
You got to. All right, we'll go hockey. Can the
Wild
Timber? They, I mean, can
the Wild. They need a big.
The
they,
Wild.
Yeah, they need a big roster change, but they can. I mean, it's a state of hockey. The fans are always going to be there. I think the Wild have a better chance than the T-Wolves.
That's the answer. The Wild have a better chance than the T-Wolves. And because we're going all Minnesota, a lot of people don't know this. You might remember they were the first franchise. They were the first city to lose a franchise that moved away, and it wasn't because the fans weren't
the
coming
support,
out.
Yeah.
The Dallas, the North Stars.
They moved the Minnesota North Stars to Dallas, and we knew it was coming because they changed from the North Stars to the Stars, and everybody was like, uh-oh, what's happening here? And then Norm Green, God rest his soul, I don't know if he's dead, but he should be, moved him to Dallas.
Yeah.
And then
hockey hotbed.
Took us a while. Yeah. Any city where you have to make your own ice, that's going to be a real hockey hotbed.
Any city with humidity above 50% is not going to happen for hockey. It was concessions that brought them down. Norm couldn't get the concessions. He wanted the concessions, and they wouldn't give it to him, so he said, I'm moving the franchise.
I didn't know that.
Averaged 13,000 a game.
Wow.
And he moved him. Oh, brother. Finally, fire number four. Why are they jamming soccer down our throats?
I don't know. But I'm so glad that there is soccer. My daughter started playing soccer as a freshman, but I don't know anything about it, but she played volleyball in 7th and 8th grade, and that's spandex shorts, and that's a lot of boys in their grade looking, pointing, taking pictures. I don't care for that.
I got you.
So now you get
this soccer better.
Well, soccer's better because it gets cold in Minnesota late August, so they're in sweatpants right away.
Right away.
Right in the beginning of the season.
That's the season opener.
Absolutely.
There
There's
in
no
Parkus.
Pictures being taken by these little douchebags. Right. It's great.
Plus, they get dirty. They slam into each other. It's not sexy on any level.
Yeah, it's like, and then they get the aggression out. They come home. They're not angry at you. That's nice. Oh. That is nice.
Wow. You know what? I might be switching on soccer. There were three silver linings there. That's impressive. That fiery four brought to you by Choo Choo, the train-shaped allergy dose pack for kids. Now, I understand that you have a pop quiz for me. That's a tradition here at Play With Pain. And we got a theme song.
Okay.
So let's hear the theme song. Boom, ba-da-da, ba-ba-ba-ba, pop, pop quiz.
That's great.
That's not bad. No licensing issues either. I love that one. All right, I'm ready.
All right.
This is from the great Chad Daniels, and I'm telling you, this guy's a road warrior. If he gets anywhere near your city, and he will get near your city, go see him, and go to Amazon and watch Dad Chaniels, which is a special killer stuff all about being a parent. All right, pop quiz right here, right now. And incidentally, just so you know, I am now 4 for 66 on the pop quizzes.
Okay.
So I still got a shot. I think I got a shot. I'm going to claw my way back to 500 like the Twins.
You should be able to, well, let's see.
Yeah, exactly.
Number one.
Smart enough not to speak too soon and realize you're dealing with a drunk heckler.
All right. Well, let's start with the easiest one. Capital of Minnesota.
Ooh, I'm going to go St. Paul, Minnesota.
That's right. A lot of people think Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And more people think Minneapolis.
Minneapolis.
And those
wow.
people might want to put rocks in their pockets and walk in the ocean.
Yeah, I think
that
so. Either that or they've been ice fishing too long.
Minneapolis.
A little drunk.
Not a city. The third element on the periodic table.
Oh, you got me there. I'm going to go water, fire, earth, wind, and fire. I'll go fire.
Close. Lithium.
Lithium? Oh, no. Yeah, lithium. They gave me that once, and I called my best game ever. But they couldn't keep me on it legally for my entire career, so I've never cracked them by the majors. Because ESPN went, ooh, that's the guy with the lithium.
Question three.
So, I'm 1 for 1.
1 for 1.
I got a shot at
question
rubber,
three.
Rubber question.
Now, I noticed when you were asking me questions, it was like... all that stuff.
Oh,
I'm asking you questions. We sit here in silence. So, that's okay.
Well, you want us to lay a bed down in post?
No, that's all right.
We'll put a bed down in post. We'll find something cool.
That's okay.
No. We're going to come up with something cool. What? Like maybe, oh, I know. Like that suspense music in Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. We'll throw some of that in there. And then the FCC will fine us and we'll have to pay $8,000. And then I'll have to sing it myself.
All right. This is going to be a tough one. Greatest all-purpose running back in the NFL, Herschel Walker, is married. What's his wife's name?
I would disagree as the greatest all-purpose punt.
All-purpose, I'm talking about covering punts, punt return. I mean, he used to go tackle people, and yeah, he was the starting running back. That's all-purpose. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Only guy to go 90 yards from scrimmage rushing, receiving, and a 90-yard kickoff or punt return the same season. Saying that's a lot of
all right. I'm just saying he didn't like to drop those little 60-yard safety passes.
That's fair.
All right. What's his wife's name?
Yeah.
Herschel. I took a shot.
That would be wonderful if
hey,
that
no,
was
wouldn't it? Hersch and Herschel.
Cindy DeAngelis Grossman.
Wow.
Can't believe he didn't come up with that.
Married a half-Greek, half-Jewish gal.
They must.
Wow, that's impressive. Good on Herschel. Herschel Walker. How do you know that? How do you get that deep into Herschel Walker? Did he run for the – he never ran for the Vikes.
Sure. He gave a couple of years. He gave Dallas their whole Super Bowl stretch.
Oh, man.
Because the Vikings traded everybody for him.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
There's a Vikings fan. The other team gets the lead paragraph. Sure, all of Dallas' championships came from the Vikings. Because of the trade. That pop quiz, which I flunked again, brought to you by Gunga Dance. For really mild Indian food, try Gunga Dance. I think that's probably up there in Fargo. Man, what a blast. My guest today, the hilarious Chad Daniels. Follow him on Twitter, @ThatChadDaniels. Go to ChadDaniels.com for upcoming dates, including Madison, Wisconsin, Austin, Texas, Sacramento, Atlanta, and like 100 more. This guy is on the road. Go see him. He crushes it. Chad, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me in, Chad.
Follow me on Twitter @ChetWaterhouse and my comedian buddy @RealJeffCesario. Visit JeffCesario.com for fun stuff. And hey, Jeff's at the Grove in front of Kevin James. Wow, he's a killer. Anaheim, April 26th, the Grove in Anaheim. Thanks to you all for tuning in. This would suck without you. Support my sponsors, TrueCar and BetOnline.ag. If you want more of me this weekend, I'll be hosting the new game show, Therapy Animal or Swamp Release, for the Thumb Twiddling Network. This is Chet Waterhouse, ready to play with pain.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Saving money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save.